I called my piece Exiled in Paradise. It's a work of art that I bought at a time when I just handed my notice in from a job, so voluntarily handed my notice in from a job I'd really enjoyed. And you know, that's a sort of an odd feeling when you've done that, because you suddenly feel a bit outside something. And so that feeling of being a bit uncertain struck me as quite a useful metaphor for what you sometimes feel like as a leader, because you're sort of, am I doing this right? And how do I know? And am I sure? And sometimes you are, and sometimes you aren't. So the sentence, actually I should have said at the beginning, why did I do it? I did it because when something comes to you via Hilary Carty, I mean, there's not really another answer. She shakes her head. Exactly. It's a sort of a yes. And I must admit, once I set off on this journey, I did feel a bit exposed, because I wrote really sort of about me and some of the things I thought might be relevant to other people. And then I thought, my final sentence in my piece is, know yourself, be yourself, look after yourself, and the rest will follow. And I thought, but if I'm prepared to write that down, why is that really exposing? Because I'm talking about me, but if I am going to be myself, then I have to talk about it and I have to be it. Because those words are quite small, that sentence is quite short, but it's not easy. And I'm a lot older than quite a lot of you in this room, and I can tell you it's taken me a blooming long time to know myself, probably even longer to be myself. And I found it quite hard to look after myself. But I've started doing it now. So I suppose what I say to you is, you could do it earlier. you don't have to wait so long. You could just get on with it and do it now. It would be good. So that's that little chunk. I think the other thing that struck me reading back on it is other people. Don't worry if you're not sure what to do. I've changed my life several times and I often haven't been quite sure what to do. The skill, it's like that advert, the AA advert, which actually I don't think is on anymore. I don't know if you remember it, where someone breaks down and they I think they've got a friend there or something, and they go, do you know how to mend the car? And they go, no, but I know someone that does, and you call the AA. It's absolutely critical to always have someone that knows how to do something that you don't. So I just say, gather around you lots of different people with lots of different skills, so that when the shit hits the fan, you can ring someone up and say, quick, can you come and help? So that's the second thing. And the third thing I would say is, I put something in about what I call small corrections and handbrake turns. When you do something, you go off in one direction and you think, not sure that was quite right. I remember an instance a long time ago when I was actually in my first career in the city, and I gave an instruction to a set of people. You know, I was a new director, all sort of, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know how you are. Gave a direction, I thought, with ultimate, you know, exact clarity of purpose of what I wanted. And they all went off and they were doing something completely different to what I thought they were going to do. I'm looking at them all and thinking, well, why are they doing that? So I asked someone, they said, well, you asked us to do, you know, ABC. And actually, I thought I was asking them to do XYZ. So they were all busily doing ABC, which was entirely wrong. And I then had, so I sort of gulped, thought, oh my God, right. But then I had to explain, so sorry, I actually made a mistake. They all rolled their eyes and sighed and then started doing XYZ and it was all fine again. But don't be afraid to chop and change. And the longest time I've ever spent going in one direction was on a very, very long journey in Australia. And I drove from Sydney to Longreach with a friend. And I didn't really realise that outside Sydney, I don't know many people have been to Australia, but you don't turn very much on the roads, you know, it really is straight. And they said, don't travel at a certain time of day because it's all straight and you'll be travelling when the sun's coming down into your windscreen. So, you know, we were in our sort of mid-20s, like, don't we take instructions like that, you just drive and go whatever time you like. So, of course, we were on the bit where it was really sunny and we were going really straight for a very long time and it's very dull. And suddenly, a huge cow came through the windscreen. Enormous cow, suddenly splat. Luckily not right through the windscreen, because for you know, you see those cars in London with the barriers on the back and the front and you think, why are they here? You know, have we got animals and cows and things all over the road? In Australia, you really need them. So thank God the cow hit the thing on the front. Didn't come through the windscreen, but it did damage the car quite badly. So we limped into Sydney, had a hell of a shock, limped into Sydney. We'd practically broken the back axle. First thing I had to do, having never been to Sydney in my life, was to drive around and find a garage and get the car mended. He said, what have you been doing? you're just going straight for too long at the wrong time of day. So I would say to you, don't go straight for too long, because you never know, there might be a cow waiting to jump on the And as long as there isn't, as leaders, the world is your oyster. Enjoy it.